Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder here in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
And this time we'll take you to March of 1983 when things were a little busy in San Francisco. At that time, in early March 1983, the President and First Lady of the United States came to San Francisco, and so too did the Queen and Prince Philip from England. Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, President Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan, all in San Francisco. It was a whirlwind visit for both, really. The royal couple came aboard the yacht Britannia, which docked at Pier 50 in San Francisco, and the Queen and Prince Philip used that ship to host an anniversary dinner for the Reagans. It was their 31st wedding anniversary. The Royal Yacht Britannia was a story in and of itself. 412 feet long, a crew of 270 people, a magnificent vessel. When you think of yacht, you think of maybe something you take out for a sail on the bay. This was closer to cruise ship than that kind of yacht. And of course, it's been decommissioned. It became the target of cost cutters in Great Britain by the late 1990s. Became a bit of an embarrassment to the crown, was decommissioned in 1997. Britannia, however, is now a tourist attraction, which is docked and can be visited in Edinburgh, Scotland. Our team covering that visit included yours truly in the studio. Jerry Wilcox, I recall, was also a studio anchor for part of our broadcast, as was KCBS reporter Bob Melrose. He was on the street. And this is a portion of KCBS coverage from March 5th, 1983.
Heart palpitations right now. President walking over toward the crowd. Mrs. Reagan is out there, as is the Mayor Feinstein. The president comes over and he's talking to members in the crowd. He's also talking to the Queen, and they're both talking to the members of the crowd and waving to some of the 4,000 to 5,000 people that are out here right now. The limousines are getting in position, and the president is talking to some people in one of the bands, as is the Queen. They seem to be enjoying themselves. I guess they had an enjoyable night last night at the dinner and on the yacht Britannia, which is out here at Pier 50. And they're still talking to members of the crowd. Secret Service trying to move them to their various limousines. The crowd out here waving the British Union Jack, and bands are playing, and as we said, the timing was just absolutely perfect. At 9 o'clock, the Queen and the President hit that behind me is fireworks. I want to repeat that. That's fireworks going up in the air. That fireworks we talked about a little bit earlier, and it's going up just off the yacht Britannia, and nothing to worry about. The President and Mrs. Reagan standing out in the crowd right now, shaking hands with everybody. Mrs. Reagan turning around, and she's smiling up here at the people on the platform here, right by the Britannia. President pointing up and back to a bunch of balloons that have been released. And as again, I'll repeat, that's fireworks, Dan, that has been scheduled to go off here. And the President and Mrs. Reagan still standing outside the limousine, being covered by umbrellas. They're out there with the Queen, talking to apparently Mayor Dianne Feinstein, and the chief of protocol for the city, Charlotte Maillard, and discussing the events of the past few days. Mrs. Feinstein and the president talking right now, Democrat and Republican, but it's a very jovial crowd out here. And as we said, they've been waving their Union Jacks and that type of thing. And the president really seems to be enjoying himself, as does the Queen. And their crowd is trying to get Mr. Reagan to wave up here, and the Queen as well. Mrs. Reagan is dressed in a red topcoat, as as is Mr. Reagan. His isn't red, of course. It's a beige one that men wear. But Mr. Reagan now moving toward one of his limousine and just about to get in. He waves to the crowd. They wave back. Now he stands up on the running board and waves to the crowd. The crowd waves back. He's still waving. And I'm sure the Secret Service just had another minor heart attack as he did that. And now he climbs into his limousine. Mrs. Reagan had just said goodbye to the Queen. There's the Prince. He's waving to the crowd from his limousine, which is about two cars behind the presidential limo. As we said, the crowd of numbers is several thousand out here, Stan, and it's been quite a day. The rain started to come down just as they came off the ship, but now it's stopped again. And it's quite an event out here. I'm sure you can see, but obviously hear the band. We had balloons released off toward the China Basin area. We had fireworks a little bit earlier going up off one of the boats in the bay. And the Coast Guard keeping close watch so that nobody gets within 200 yards of the Britannia. Everyone appears to have entered their limousines, and right now we're just waiting for the motorcade to proceed. Stan?
Well, Bob, you know, we could hear the fireworks. Jerry Wilcox has joined me now in Studio A, and we could hear them not only over the broadcast line, as you reported from Pier 50, but they were actually shaking the windows here in number one Embarcadero Center here, 32 floors up. We could hear and feel it. Jerry noticed them first, and it sounded a little bit like an artillery barrage up here.
Yeah, the surprising thing was that it seemed to be louder coming through the windows here than it did over the broadcast from there.
Bob, in the background there, I can hear what obviously is the Cal marching band, because I know by the tune they're playing, it's got to be Cal, huh?
Stan, I don't know how you would have guessed that, but they were playing the Cal fight song there. Mayor Feinstein now waving goodbye to the President, and Mrs. Reagan is there in their limousine, and perhaps you can hear some members of the crowd behind me. Secret Service running alongside. Then there's that Secret Service Cadillac, which looks like a semi-pickup truck, but it's where the Secret Service agents stand by a running board. And that limousine followed by the Queen and the Prince, and they're beginning to pull out away from the pier, led by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 San Francisco Police Department vehicles, along with the Highway Patrol. And people have not quite reached the pier, and they're lining along the area that has been set aside, roped off for them to walk. Presidential limousine pulling out, followed by the Secret Service, followed by Her Majesty and the Duke of Edinburgh. And they're off now toward the San Francisco airport, where our Lynn Jimenez will pick them up down there. And then on their way to Yosemite National Park, at least the Queen and the Prince, while the Reagans go up to Klamath Falls, Oregon. And Stan, back to you guys. Any questions?
Yeah, Bob, I was wondering, of course, this was a hand-picked crowd, really an invited crowd. Was there any sign of any protest, maybe not within the secure area of Pier 50, but as you arrived this morning outside there in the China Basin area?
Well, Stan, there weren't very many people out there this morning. They let the press in early. We were here very early, right after the it was opened up for members of the news media to come in. And there wasn't any sign of protest here or there. In fact, the crowd was very happy and glad to see everybody. And the motorcade is ending. Believe it or not, when I counted all the cars at the beginning, that was the front end of the motorcade. Now the rear end of the motorcade's passing me with that inevitable ambulance that has caught our attention most of the week, which has been following the Queen all over the Bay Area. She's made her tour stops.
As News Radio's Bob Melrose, live at Pier 50 in San Francisco. It really has been quite a week, having the Queen of England in California the last 4 days, parts of each day she's been here in San Francisco. And it just doesn't happen very often, Jerry. You don't get to see a Queen of England here, and it really has been exciting.
No, I think I saw her for about 5 seconds.
You know, I didn't see her. I've been working all week and have not seen her face-to-face. I did get to see her boat yesterday, and that was fairly exciting.
Getting back to that ambulance for just a moment, Bob mentioned the inevitable ambulance following the Queen around. I'm wondering if there was more than one, because covering the President's arrival yesterday at the Hilton, there was an ambulance in that motorcade. And I'm wondering if you know. Do you know, were there separate ambulances for both groups or what?
I'm not sure. I know there is always one somewhere nearby when the President is traveling. And, of course, Bob alluded to the huge Secret Service car that's known to the insiders as the War Wagon. It is reputed to be full of weapons. It follows very closely behind the President's limousine whenever he travels. There's a very Things are done very much according to the book with the Secret Service. They don't fool around. They also don't talk about it very much, and I guess for very good reason. Everything they do is secret, as in the name of the group. But it's always fascinating to watch the president here, and of course having the head of state in England here at the very same time made for incredible security. I will bet you in about 30 minutes, when they both take off from San Francisco International Airport, there will be one large collective sigh of relief breathed by about 1,000 members of this city's police force, as well as all the other security people who really put in some hours. I guess the motorcycle officers were working from morning till midnight all week on the motorcade detail.
I guess very soon now we should find out what the bill for all this is.
That'll be coming out in the next few days, too. Of course, News Radio's Lynn Jimenez is at San Francisco International Airport. We'll be checking in with her in a few minutes. The president and the queen scheduled to depart on separate flights around 9:35 this morning, and we'll have details from Lynn as that happens. By the way, you may want to get a glimpse of the Royal Yacht Britannia as it sails from the bay today. Really no way to see it as it's been docked at Pier 50 unless you had one of those coveted invitations for this morning's due. But it will sail back out of the bay. We understand that they will cast off about 10 this morning, and that should take it out the Golden Gate around 10:30 or so. A good vantage point, I think, Jerry, you were there yesterday, would be the Marina Green area, somewhere along the waterfront, the St. Francis Yacht Club.
That's a perfect spot, yes. There are no obstructions at all, and you can just get a clear shot of the bridge and most of the bay.
Really a beautiful sight. If you can get up onto the Marin Headlands, a huge traffic jam there yesterday, that's not a bad spot. The bridge itself, no go. They will block traffic on the bridge, or at least pedestrian traffic, we understand, and try and prevent anyone from getting out to look down from the Golden Gate Bridge. But the Marin Headlands, unfortunately, Fort Point's inaccessible now from automobile traffic because of that landslide on the road out there. But I think, yeah, Marina Green would be the perfect spot to be. Stan Bunger here with Jerry Wilcox at KCBS in San Francisco. It is 9:09. Jerry, of course, as the Queen and the President leave town, they leave behind a lot of memories. One of those probably the big dinner last night aboard Britannia.
Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.